Mr. Liang Yawen, chairman of the seminar. Excellency, Mr. Tang Bing Kwan. Mr. Fu Yang, Madam Zhang Hua. Excellency Ambassador, Dr. Syed Nurul Zaman. Ladies and gentlemen, first of all, I would like to say thank you, Xie, to all of you for being here today at the seminar on doing business between Malaysia and China. And I hope that after the seminar, you will be able to meet members of the Malaysian delegation who would like to discuss business with you, either to buy or to sell products or to set up joint ventures in manufacturing and also in the services sector. Please stand up, Malaysians, the members of the Malaysian delegation. This there, at the back. Mostly at the back. And if you open this book, you will see the photograph and you will see the areas of interest that they are in. And they would like to meet up with those of you who would like to do the same kind of business. So please, you want to buy something, sell something, you're interested in importing from us or exporting to us, or you're interested in doing a joint venture, please refer to this book. Ladies and gentlemen, I also would like to say thank you to Excellency Mr. Tang Bing Kwan, Mr. Fu Lang and Madam Zhang Hua for their presence and support today. Also, thank you to the Department of Foreign Trade and Economic Cooperation of Guangdong Province, DOFTEC, to CCPIT, Guangdong Sub-Council, and the Guangdong General Chambers of Commerce, and also the Malaysia-China Chamber of Commerce. Ladies and gentlemen, this Malaysia Trade Investment Mission to Guangzhou has the objective of taking advantage of the important role of Guangzhou in the economic development of the eastern coastal region of China. And I hope the Malaysian business community will also take advantage of the links and network that has been established between Guangzhou and the rest of China, also to Hong Kong and the neighbouring countries in Asia. Ladies and gentlemen, Malaysia and China have had long business and cultural relations, and this is reflected in our extensive linkages in trade and investment. Last year, total trade between Malaysia and China was $27.5 billion, which is 10 times the number of the volume of trade in 1996, which was only $3.79 billion. China's share of Malaysia's total global trade increased from 2.41% in 1996 to 9.43% 10 years later, which is last year. And last year, China was Malaysia's number 4 largest trading partner, up from 10th largest trading partner in 1996. Last year, Malaysia's exports to China was $11.63 billion and imports $15.87 billion. Malaysia's major exports to China last year were electrical electronic products, palm oil, chemical and chemical products, crude rubber and optical and scientific equipment. And Malaysia imported from China electrical electronic products, machinery, appliances and parts, chemical and chemical products, manufacturers of metal and iron and steel. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the important segments in the growth of the automotive components industry is the electronic automotive components subsector. Malaysia has a strong foundation in the electronics industry and electronic manufacturing services. And so Malaysia offers a conducive environment for the production of electronic automotive components. The automotive vehicle market in Malaysia, particularly of passenger vehicles, has resulted in the establishment of 590 automotive component manufacturers. I understand that Guangzhou has become the second largest producer of passenger cars in China, with top car makers such as Toyota, Honda and Nissan having their manufacturing bases here. Manufacturers in the automotive sector in China can form strategic partnerships with Malaysian automotive component manufacturers to cater for the fast-growing regional as well as world market. Ladies and gentlemen, according to the Guangzhou government report in 2006, the high-tech industry in Guangzhou has developed very rapidly, with high-tech groups such as software development, electronics and information system for manufacturing and biopharmaceuticals. The output of the high-tech industry of Guangzhou in 2006 reached $28.78 billion. Several innovative platforms for software, animation and biological industries have also been developed. In Malaysia, the multimedia super corridor hosts many multinationals, foreign-owned and Malaysian companies. ICT companies that are located in the multimedia super corridor are focused on multimedia and tech and communication products, solutions, services, as well as research and development. To facilitate the setting up of business partnership in the ICT sector, the Multimedia Development Corporation of Malaysia has established a representative office in Dalian in China in 2004. And this Dalian office will provide ICT-related information and assistance to Chinese companies that are interested in investing in the ICT sector in Malaysia. Some of the possible areas of collaboration in ICT between Malaysian and Chinese entrepreneurs and companies include mobile and wireless communications, business software application development, internet-based business applications for the financial sector, digital content development, e-commerce for networking and online transaction, shared services and outsourcing, bioinformatics, infrastructure and infrastructure, and also electronic government. Ladies and gentlemen, China continues to be an attractive investment destination for Malaysian companies. To date, Malaysian companies have invested a total of $4.2 billion in China, and they are mainly in oil and gas, infrastructure development, construction, pharmaceuticals, molds and dyes, metals, food, textiles, wood, real estate, electrical and electronic products, and also hotels. And Shangri-La Hotel is owned by a Malaysian. In 2006, Malaysia was ranked as China's second largest investor among ASEAN countries, with realized investments of $393 million. Malaysia also receives growing investment from China. To date, Chinese companies have invested $952.6 million in Malaysia. And they are mainly in paper, printing and publishing, basic metal products, electrical electronic products, wood and wood products, and in transport equipment. Ladies and gentlemen, both Malaysia and China have a strong interest in human resource development. Both countries view education as a priority in our development policy. And Malaysia allocated 23% of development budget on education and training under the 9th Malaysia Plan, which will be for 2006 to 2010. Today, Malaysia has 18 public universities, 515 private institutions of higher learning, 33 of them with university status, and 5 branch campuses of foreign universities. We welcome the participation of foreign students, especially Chinese students, in Malaysian campuses to benefit from Malaysia's development as a center of education excellence. Last year, there were 47,320 foreign students studying in Malaysia's institutes of higher learning. And there were 7,400 Chinese students studying in Malaysian colleges and universities. The cost competitiveness and high quality education, as well as the use of English, have attracted foreign students to Malaysia. It is hoped that more Chinese students will take advantage of Malaysia's educational facilities to further their studies in Malaysia. Ladies and gentlemen, Malaysia is part of the ASEAN grouping, and ASEAN is made up of 10 countries, which is Malaysia, Singapore, Thailand, Brunei, Philippines, Indonesia, Myanmar, Laos, Cambodia, and Vietnam. And all these 10 countries have begun to integrate, and we have already established the ASEAN Free Trade Area. And ASEAN has more than 560 million people. So that is a very big market for Chinese companies as well. And today, ASEAN is undertaking a work program to develop measures to eliminate non-tariff barriers within ASEAN. And in the services sector, ASEAN has agreed to liberalize the market between 2007 and 2015. ASEAN is also establishing mutual recognition arrangement in the services sector. We are now negotiating mutual recognition arrangement for land surveying, for architecture, for medical practitioners, and for accountancy services. And when we liberalize the services market in ASEAN, it means that all those who provide these services, if they locate in Malaysia, they can get access into the ASEAN market. Today, we already have the free trade area in goods. So if you locate in Malaysia a manufacturing project, your product can get into the ASEAN country duty-free or with very low duty. And so this is an advantage of locating in Malaysia, because Malaysia is a strategic gateway to the ASEAN market, the ASEAN Free Trade Area, which has 560 million people. Ladies and gentlemen, this year Malaysia celebrates 50 years of our independence. And we have so many activities planned for our friends who come from abroad, including from China. We have the International Dragon Boat Festival in June, the Aerospace Exhibition in August, the World Music Festival in July, the World Lion Dance invitation in August, International Fireworks Competition in September, the Monsoon Cup, which is a sailing competition in December in this year, and the Langkawi Maritime and Aerospace Exhibition in December. So we hope that you will take advantage of this special 2007 independence celebration of Malaysia to visit us. Last year, Malaysia registered 17.5 million tourist arrivals from all over the world. And China was number 5 largest source of tourist arrivals with 439,290. Malaysia is a very affordable and friendly tourist destination. We offer many duty-free products to our foreign visitors. For example, in Malaysia, all the branded goods such as handbags, shoes, watches, suits, cosmetics, ties are all duty free throughout the country. So it's much cheaper definitely than China. And of course, not only are you welcome to shop in Malaysia, but also you should see what we have to offer. We have beaches, we have mountains, and for those of you who like to go to casino, we also have one casino in Genting Island. And we have theme parks, so we can have family holidays in Malaysia as well. And Guangzhou is only 3 hours flight to Kuala Lumpur. In fact, you can choose either to go to Beijing or to go to Kuala Lumpur. Same distance. So why not come to Kuala Lumpur? And we have many good tourist packages set out for our friends from China, especially Guangzhou, to come to Kuala Lumpur and to other parts of Malaysia. Ladies and gentlemen, if you find Malaysia a good place to do business with, to visit, and you'd like to stay longer in Malaysia, we have a special program for you. And this is called Malaysia, My Second Home. So your first home is here, China, Guangzhou, Guangdong. Second home, Malaysia. Now, if you participate in this Malaysia, My Second Home program, we will give you a 10-year multiple entry visa, which means you can come in and go out anytime you like for 10 years. And after 10 years, we can extend that visa. You can come on your own, you can bring your family also with you. And if your children are with you, you can put them in Malaysian colleges. And under this special program, if you'd like to bring a car from Guangzhou, we will allow you to bring one car and no duty. If you like to buy a car from Malaysia, you can also buy a car from Malaysia, also no excise duty. And the only requirement is that you must have some money kept in a bank account in Malaysia, because you want to make sure you have money to spend. And secondly, if you want to buy a house, buy an apartment, buy a bungalow in Malaysia, you can use that money to buy these bungalows and apartments. So, first, come and visit us and see how good the place is. Secondly, do business with us. And thirdly, make Malaysia your second home. And when you make Malaysia your second home, I must tell you, you cannot work. You cannot supposed to work in Malaysia. Just come to relax and spend money. If you are working in Malaysia, you must have a work permit. You must have an employment pass. That's something else. So if you want to work, you must get a special expatriate permit. That one is special. But if you want to live in Malaysia for 1 month, 2 months, and then come back, and then come back again, then you can have under the Malaysia My Second Home. But if you are do business, that's okay. But not working. Yeah. So I hope that you will consider. And today, there are already 2,044 Chinese citizens who have made Malaysia their second home. So I hope more will come after my visit here to Guangzhou. Ladies and gentlemen, this year, MATRADE, the Malaysian Trade External Trade Corporation, will be organizing 2 business events. One is the International Trade Malaysia 2007, and the other is the Kuala Lumpur International Trade Forum. And this will be between 12 to 15 November this year. So I hope you will take this advantage or this opportunity to participate in the exhibition as well as in the forum. And we have our officers here to help you. And I would like also to announce that towards the end of this year, MIDA, our Industrial Development Authority, MIDA, will open an office here in Guangzhou to help our Chinese and Guangzhou, Guangdong business community get assistance and help if they want to do some business in Malaysia. And I hope to come to Guangdong again, Guangzhou again, towards the end of the year to open officially the office. So this is something I will announce today. And we are well represented in China. Of course, our ambassador is in Beijing, Mr. Ku Bo Seng, Bayu Ku, there. He is our economic counselor in Beijing. Ms. Roslina, she speaks Mandarin. She is a trade commissioner here in Guangzhou. Please see her. She speaks very good Mandarin. Mr. Lee, our investment consul here in Shanghai. Mr. Suhaimi, director tourism, Guangzhou. So you want to visit anywhere, please see him. And those of you who are getting married and you want to go for honeymoon, we also have special honeymoon package for our Chinese couples. And then Mr. Damaran, he is the area manager Malaysia Airlines, based in Guangzhou. So you see, you want to do trade, we have somebody. Want to do investment, we have somebody. To do tours, we have somebody. And fly to Malaysia, also somebody here. So no problem. And with the internet, you can also contact us in Beijing, in Shanghai, or in Kuala Lumpur. And we have the Malaysia-China Chamber of Commerce, our Datuk here, he's the president. Yeah. And they have many members of the chamber. Datuk, you're Beijing, eh? Beijing, eh? You're Beijing, mana? KL, you're in KL. You see, this Malaysia chamber is from Kuala Lumpur. Then you have the China-Malaysia chamber in Beijing and another chamber in Shanghai. Maybe Guangzhou will have one. I think we should form one here in Guangzhou because already many Malaysians and Chinese doing business between us, right? So the next one, maybe when I come at the end of the year to open the investment office, maybe then we can together launch the Guangzhou Malaysia Chamber of Commerce. I hope so. So ladies and gentlemen, I hope that after this meeting, after this seminar, you will then get in touch with our members' delegation for us to arrange meetings with each other. And if the company or the kind of product that you want is not in this book, please let our officials know so that we can contact the right companies in Malaysia. And we hope that you will visit us very soon, especially this year, 2007, where it is our 50 years of independence. So thank you very much. 谢谢.